KSFO San Francisco News and Information. 56 degrees, cloudy in San Francisco. It's 50 and cloudy in San Jose. It was 8:38 this morning our time. It appeared at first to be a normal launch. The Space Shuttle Challenger lifted off from the Kennedy Space Center, trailing a plume of white smoke.
The SRB hydraulic power units have started. T-minus 21 seconds, and the solid rocket booster engine gimbal now underway. T-minus 15 seconds. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. We have main engine start. 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff. Liftoff of the 25th Space Shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
And there's that flame, that bright yellow flame.
And we're just about to hear the rumble of the engines in just a moment or two as the sound reaches us.
Challenger now heading downrange.
Here's that rumble.
Engines beginning throttling down now at 94%. Normal throttles for most of the flight, 104%.
Tremendous shockwave of sound on this one.
To 65%
and
shortly.
Is piercing a crystal blue sky. A 700-foot long tail.
And then a nightmare. The Space Shuttle Challenger exploded shortly after launch from Cape Canaveral. Reporters Bob Moon and Dick Uliano were describing the launch when they noticed something was wrong.
City 2,900 feet per second altitude. Nine
something went wrong here. We've got a problem with what looks like a second plume of smoke.
We do have a problem, Bob. It looks as if one of the solid, it may have lost a solid rocket booster. It's hard to tell.
There are two separate plumes of smoke in the shuttle. We can't tell which one the shuttle is now. They've separated.
We should not have had solid rocket booster separation for 2.5 minutes after it leaves the pad. And at about a minute
flight
and a half.
Controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
The view from the ground is obscured by this pillar of steam now.
We have no downlink.
Something's gone terribly wrong.
If you're just joining us, the Space Shuttle Challenger has just lifted off the pad, and we've had a problem here, a major problem. We're getting no telemetry, no data back from the shuttle, according to what we're hearing from Mission Control. It appeared that something separated. There may have been an explosion.
Explosion occurred about 40 seconds.
Bob, we see the long plume of smoke twisted up into the sky, and then strings of smoke hanging down below.
We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
And just in the last several minutes, Mission Control at the Kennedy Space Center updated all of us on what's happening with rescue. The rescue situation, they have not sent in anyone yet into the area, and this is why.
From very high altitudes for as long, almost as an hour after ascent.
That's because of debris falling from the sky.
Those teams in place now in the search area.
The voice of Steve Nesbitt of Mission Control in Houston.
We will provide additional information as it becomes available to us. This is Mission Control, Houston.
This is the first serious accident in 25 shuttle flights. It could be America's first fatalities in the space program since three astronauts were killed during a ground test of the Apollo 1 rocket on January 27, 1967. The seven crew members aboard the Challenger included Krista McAuliffe, a New Hampshire school teacher who was to conduct classes from space as part of the shuttle mission. Despite 2 days of delays caused by seemingly minor technical problems and freezing weather at Cape Canaveral, this morning's blastoff appeared normal until Mission Control told the shuttle crew to go to full power. At that point, the rocket burst into a ball of orange flame and smoke contrails curled crazily along the sky. The spacecraft veered toward the Atlantic Ocean. The Challenger crew was commanded by Francis Dick Scobie, and carried Michael Smith, Judy Resnick, Ellison Ozuka, Arnold McNair, satellite engineer Gregory Jarvis, and McAuliffe. The New Hampshire social studies teacher was chosen from 11,000 candidates to be the first private citizen to fly on a shuttle. Again, if you're just joining us, the Challenger exploded on launch this morning at 8:38 our time. Still no word from NASA and Mission Control for the reason of that explosion. KSFO News and Information Time, 10:05, and now KSFO's Metro Traffic.
Traffic at the Bay Bridge is running quite smoothly now, but a slight snag for your peninsula commute. Unit 1 is cruising that Bayshore.
We're heading northbound on the Bayshore Freeway. Not too many cars, but there is one on the right shoulder. It's a truck with a flare in the right lane, causing a little bit of a spectator slowdown through the area. Air 1.
Accident pushed out of the way, southbound Nimitz Freeway, south of Winton Avenue. And good news, lanes are now open. Eastbound Carquinez Bridge, accident pulled from the left lane. David Anthony, Metro Traffic Control.
And now, the KSFO Wall Street Journal report.
Stock market reacted to news of the tragic explosion of the Space Shuttle Challenger, giving up most of the early strong gains. The Dow Industrials were up some 9 points just before news of the explosion, but are up about 3.5 points now. Trading remains heavy. Two of the major contractors involved with the shuttle project, Lockheed and Rockwell International, are each down about 1 to 1.5 points. B.F. Goodrich and Uniroyal say they are sure their agreement in principle to combine their tire operations into a joint venture will not violate antitrust laws. Analysts say the joint venture appears to be a sound idea because it would combine two tire operations that are aimed at different sectors of the market. Exxon, the world's largest oil company, reports fourth quarter profits up a sharp 26%. The dollar mixed in light New York trading. COMEX February gold is up 10 cents at $354.40 an ounce. Spot silver is up a fraction at $6.17. This is the Wall Street Journal report.
And KSFO News will continue to cover any new information concerning the explosion this morning of the Space Shuttle Challenger. When it becomes available, we'll go live to the Kennedy Space Center for the latest for you. 560 KSFO, it's 10:07, Bay Area weather, mostly cloudy today with a 20% chance of rain. By this afternoon, highs today will be in the 60s with light winds. Around the Bay, 47 in Santa Rosa, 47 in Concord, it's 50 in San Rafael, 57 in San Francisco, and San Jose, 52 degrees. I'm Dave Henderson, KSFO News and Information. And now, here he is, Stefan Ponick.
Thank you very much, Dave. I can't think of anything quite as tragic, especially starting our day the way we have around here. I was getting set to come in and do the show and heard all about this, and just more devastating than many, many news stories that have come down, and we see a lot of that and hear a lot of that here. So we will, please, David, keep us really informed with everything that comes on, and we'll switch to the network as things happen here.
We certainly will.
Thank you, though. And in the meantime, we've got some music at 560 KSFO, 8 minutes after 10 o'clock. 560 KSFO, and that's music of Herb Alpert, Stefan Ponick with you as we start off this morning, 11 minutes after 10 o'clock. What a tragic accident this morning. The crew was commanded by Francis Dick Scobie, carried Michael Smith, Judith Resnick, Ellison Onizuka, Arnold McNair, satellite engineer Gregory Jarvis, and of course, New Hampshire social studies teacher McAuliffe on board at that mission. And it appears they were all killed. There hasn't been an official announcement of that. And no search teams have been able to go into that area as yet, more than an hour after that explosion. We'll keep you up to date of that right here on 560 KSFO as we continue.
So let me get this straight.
Okay.
I can stay at Hyatt Lake Tahoe on the North Shore.
Right.
Sunday through Thursday.
Right.
For just $49.95 a night.
No, no.
I knew there was something wrong.
$49.95 for two nights.
Two nights.
And 3 days.
3 days and two nights?
That's right. $49.95 per person, double occupancy.
Ooh, that's a deal.
A big deal.
You sure it's not a misprint?
Look, it's $49.95 per person, double occupancy for three days
and
two nights at Hyatt Lake Tahoe.
Ooh.
And that even includes a $10 food credit and four beverages per person.
Well, that's under $100 a couple. For all that?
And on top of that, Hyatt Lake Tahoe's on the Nevada side of the lake.
What's so special about the Nevada side?
Look, there's certain things you can't do on the California side that you can do on the Nevada side.
What, pan for gold?
Well, so to speak.
Hyatt Lake Tahoe, 3 days, two nights, $49.95 per person, double occupancy, Sunday through Thursday, $79.95 Friday and Saturday nights, excluding major holiday periods and subject to availability. Call your travel agent or toll-free, 800-228-9000.
This was by Dan Fogelberg. It's 13 after 10 o'clock. We continue to stay connected to the events at Cape Canaveral, Florida, where the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded this morning. And that's by Dan Fogelberg at 560 KSFO. It is 17 minutes now after 10 o'clock. If you are just getting up this morning and just turning us on and just joining us, the first serious accident in 25 shuttle flights occurred this morning. It appears that all astronauts on board the Challenger, including schoolteacher Krista McAuliffe, had been killed in an explosion shortly after blastoff this morning. We've had full details on that all morning long. We've been covering all aspects of that story. We will have more as new information becomes available. And otherwise, between as that happens, we'll, except for bulletins and updated information, we'll have newscasts that will keep you informed of that. And anything new on it, I will get to you as quickly as possible here on 560 KSFO.
Gentlemen, I've just received approval on the package design for the all-new Aunt Martha's 100% natural old-fashioned apple pie with no artificial flavoring or preservatives. Now, the next project on the agenda is this report on the ingredients.
Food labels, how much do they really tell you? Channel 7's Janet Zapala examines the battle between image and fact.
Okay, let's start with the apples. Are they real?
You are what you eat. Starting Wednesday on Channel 7 News at 11.
I'd gone out with Bill once before. He seemed like a really nice guy.
Starting Wednesday, Channel 7's Cheryl Jennings reports on a violent crime that no one wants to talk about.
We started to kiss, then he wanted more. I tried to stop him, but he was so much stronger.
Sexually assaulted by a friend.
I couldn't believe it was happening.
A crime almost no one believes. Not the police, not the courts, not even the victim.
Did I do something wrong?
Special reports on date rape, starting Wednesday on Channel 7 News at 6.
And here's one from Hamilton, Joe Frank and Reynolds in 560 KSFO, 18 after 10 o'clock.
Man,
And it's 21 minutes after 10 o'clock, 560 KSFO, Stefan Ponick. Yes, the way it happened this morning was the mission was about 60 seconds into the blastoff when Mission Control said the vehicle has exploded. We're waiting a word from any recovery forces downrange. Those recovery forces have not found anything. After the explosion, the shuttle appeared to still be flying and corkscrewed out of control and plunged toward the ocean. There was a point when the shuttle would enter a period of maximum pressure, when wind and other conditions would put the most force on the outside of the craft, and that's when that explosion occurred, apparently killing all aboard, including New Hampshire school teacher Krista McAuliffe on board that shuttle this morning. We will have more information available on that as we continue in today's program, especially as it is available. Anything from downrange or new reports for Mission Control. We'll make those available to you right here at 560 KSFO.
Help Your Heart Radio is brought to you by the specialists at Pacific Presbyterian Medical Center in cooperation with the American Heart Association.
Hispanic people are among the fastest growing ethnic groups in the United States. But until recently, the heart health problems of Mexican Americans were not well studied. That's changing thanks to a huge federal research project called the San Antonio Heart Study. The project's researchers hope to discover how genetic, cultural, and economic factors affect cardiovascular disease patterns among Hispanics. It is known that ethnic differences can affect the health of some Americans. Hopefully, the study will give doctors information that will help protect all Americans from heart attack and stroke. This is Larry Turner for the American Heart Association. We're fighting for your life.
It's a lot easier to keep your heart healthy when you have a caring partner. Pacific Presbyterian Medical Center. Call Pacific Presbyterian Physician Finders at 923-3800 for a physician for you and your family.
KSFO.
Music of Dave Grusin at 560 KSFO, the theme music from St. Elsewhere. 1027, Stefan Ponick here with you on KSFO. As we watch and wait further word from NASA, apparently all members aboard have died, all members aboard the Challenger, including Krista McAuliffe, the New Hampshire school teacher, and it exploded this morning about a minute after blastoff in a... An explosion that no one has an explanation for from NASA. NASA very quiet at this point. We will have more information on our newscasts here at 560 KSFO. This memory tune from the Supremes, 1964. That's by the Supremes at 560 KSFO. 10:30 is the time. And, the weather forecast kind of got lost in the middle of all this shuffle. As I remember from the other day, the weather people were saying that maybe we were going to have a little chance of rain by later today. Looks pretty nice out there to me. I guess I can't give you an accurate one, but I'll have that for you very soon on 560 KSFO. We're still watching the network and, of course, NASA, and are wired into every unfolding event in this terrible tragedy this morning in the Kennedy Space Center when the Space Shuttle Challenger lifted off from the Kennedy Space Center and about 60 seconds into blastoff, some 20-odd miles, 28 miles downrange, apparently exploded. It exploded, and apparently killing all on board. And that included Krista McAuliffe, the New Hampshire school teacher, and six other crew members, which were, the commander, Francis Dick Scobie, Michael Smith, Judith Resnick, Ellison Onizuka, Arnold McNair. Satellite engineer was Greg Jarvis, and Christy McAuliffe was along. We've had coverage from New Hampshire, where students were watching this from the space... Center at Cape Canaveral, where her parents and other friends of Krista McAuliffe's were watching that. All of that is part of the continuing story if you're just joining us, and we will have more on that as we continue our coverage here at 560 KSFO from the news department. Our next news is expected at 11 o'clock, and if anything new happens, we'll have that for you prior to that time.
Do something different today. Come to the Boat Show, the Pacific Marine Expo at the San Mateo County Fairgrounds. You'll find over 250 yachts, sailboats, fishing boats, ski boats, sailboards, inflatables, and lots of helpful people. Come to the Boat Show. You could win an all-expense-paid trip to the French Polynesian Islands. Cruise Tahiti for 7 days on your own private yacht with crew. No purchase necessary. Cruise provided by Windward Leeward Yacht Charters of San Francisco, the Moorings, and UTA French Airlines. Before you buy a boat this year, come to the Boat Show. Visit over 175 marine accessory displays featuring sailing clubs, charter companies, apparel, electronics, and no long lines. The Pacific Marine Expo, formerly the International Boat Show. Open until 10 tonight at the San Mateo Fairgrounds and Expo Center. Take 101 to 92 West and follow the signs. $2 discount coupons are available at Liquor Barn stores and participating marine dealers. See you at the Boat Show.
Great prices, daily prize giveaways, and lots of exciting activities for the whole family. Hurry, show ends Saturday.
KSFO.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting, something in my heart told me I must have you. Glance away, a warm embracing dance away, and ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night. A glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night.
That's Sinatra at 560 KSFO, 10:36 right now. And our weather is cloudy, 20% chance of showers this afternoon. Our highs will be in the mid-60s. Tonight, the shower chance is increasing to 60%. Tomorrow, 70% chance of rain. Nothing new out of NASA right now. Space Center, the Space Shuttle Challenger, lifted off, then exploded, apparently killing all aboard, including teacher Krista McAuliffe. If you just found that out, that's over an hour and a half ago, and we'll have the update on the 11 o'clock news, but NASA not issuing anything new that we know of at this time.
You come to expect very little from companies nowadays. When somebody just does a job of work, you're ecstatic. You say, wow, what a great company. And all they're doing is what is expected of them.
Rod Larson, a principal of J&J Contract Furniture, appreciates Business Equipment Company.
About 3 months after we bought the machine, there was a problem with the feeder on the top of the machine that feeds paper in. Business Equipment Company came and fixed it. And they did it on a timely basis. They did what is expected of them, but they did it well, and they did it at a fair price, you know. And that's the standard nowadays, and they meet or exceed that standard. So I feel good about them, and of course we buy all our equipment from them now.
Business Equipment Company believes there is no ending to a good business relationship. So when you're about to purchase business equipment, start with Business Equipment Company, 531 Mission Street between 1st and 2nd Streets in downtown San Francisco. Look for the blue awning. ASFO.
That's by the Manhattan Transfer at 560 KSFO, 1040, 20 minutes until 11 o'clock. Al Jazbo Collins is in tonight. He's back weekdays now. Weeknights from 9 p.m. till 2 in the a.m. right here on KSFO. More on the tragic story out of Cape Canaveral this morning. Seven members apparently killed as Challenger exploded shortly after liftoff. More on that as we continue here this morning on KSFO. Here's Booker T and the MGs. We'll be right back. 560 KSFO, 1043 is the time. And the Weather Service now reporting mostly cloudy skies today with a 20% chance of showers late this afternoon. Temps in the mid to upper 60s. Winds tonight should be out of the southeast at 10 to 20 miles an hour. There'll be a 60% chance of rain tonight. 70% chance of rain tomorrow with highs in the low 60s. The outlook for Thursday calling for cloudy skies with rain likely again on Friday. Long range looking into the weekend looks good. With clearing skies on Friday night and Saturday, high temperatures expected to be 50s to low 60s. It's Johnny Mathis, 560 KSFO.
Where